The critic said, "You were watching SBS, that will do it." He had an urge to Swiss Army knife the painting back in layers to the whiteness of the virgin soul of Pollock, but thought that might please that old man too much, resisted. He asked, "How did the CIA kill you? Did they tamper with the brakes of the Oldsmobile that you crashed fiery drunk in the woods, thus killing yourself, a young girl passenger, and almost your last mistress, who survived? Or did the CIA pour the booze by pouring millions promoting your works before you died? They sold you overseas like heroin or cola, saw your pretty abstract expressionism as an antidote to socialist realism, so much more exciting. Weren't they right?" Pollock said, "There was no room to manoeuvre. I was a socialist as a boy, and at the last yearned, as those close to dying do, to define the female body. I envy you." His sane eyes confronted Whiteley's. "Your return to the figurative, to the nude's kinetic honesty. If I'd done that, I'd have betrayed an empire, so I stopped painting altogether, and I drank myself to murder." Murder! But his hands released the throat. He approached his walled work. The critic sidestepped, applying his talent for the nimble, still said, "Of course, Nybevin thought that socialism was in simple a biological necessity, and I've always seen the connection between Picasso's nudes, his creed, and Guernica. But it'd be a succulent irony, even for me, if the CIA that outplotted Whitlam still encouraged his purchase of this piece." Pollock touched the painting, but no alarms keened at them. He seemed suddenly saddened by it, like some assaulted child that he loved. He said, "So it took 7 layers, I'd forgotten. And the poles, then, the poles?" The critic reapproached in safety, nodded yes. Whiteley, having accepted perhaps his own bravery, held them both, as tight as necessity, by the elbows, each absently and functionally like a chilled martini glass. Then Pollock relaxed between them, as if at last supported by the poles of art. He said, "You could call it representation, one last glimpse of woodsy death. Maybe I did see something like it at the end, and women's screams are so linear, aren't they?" Though the critic flattered Whiteley, "You loved all your love, so did not paint straight lines." It was a safe observation, in tune with Pollock's sigh then. It would have been the most expressionist of the abstract had I let them pour out of me, those bodies. They did not come from themselves, they were mine. I don't know how much the CIA made the abstract patriotic in order to forbid meaning, which threatened their private truths. Those were invincible, also abstract, like their drugs. The critic comforted. It has been turned to a triumph for Gough, if only because it now is worth vast wealth. He did not suggest that Pollock might attempt a final work, although he delved, sometimes in temptation, seven-layered it like an ocean. But he judged that in this man's fixed vision, the fury was enough.